This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's Northern Wisconsin Needs to Know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Wednesday, November 27th, from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m., there's a Thanksgiving pop-up bakery in Phillips. In the Kitchen with Pride invites you to join them for a special Thanksgiving pop-up bakery at Cabin Creations in Phillips. They'll have freshly baked treats available for pre-order and pickup from 9 a.m. to noon. And you can even reserve your favorites by calling or texting them at 715-922-0126. Don't miss out on this delicious opportunity to stock up for your Thanksgiving celebrations. Once again, that's Wednesday, November 27th, from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. at Cabin Creations in Phillips. With the cold weather arriving, the risk of carbon monoxide is increasing. Melissa Kay has more.
With the cold weather coming, be sure your furnace is ready to keep you safe and warm this winter. Oil and gas furnaces should be inspected every year. Change your furnace filters regularly and install carbon monoxide detectors. Remember that carbon monoxide can't be seen and you can't smell it. Making sure your carbon monoxide detectors are functioning properly could save your life. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
Thursday, November 28th at 8 a.m., the Park Falls Area Chamber of Commerce invites you out to the 2024 Turkey Trot 5K Run Walk. Start your Thanksgiving Day with a 5K trot to make room for turkey and all the sides. This is a fun event for the whole family. Come run or walk dressed up in your turkey best. Prizes will be awarded to the first female and male overall finishers. And a door prize raffle will be drawn after the last finisher. They will also be collecting donations for the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry. Get an extra door prize entry for each non-perishable item you bring. Registration opens at 8 a.m. in the St. Anthony's Padua Center, with the race starting at 9. Once again, that's Thursday, November 28th, with registration opening at 8 a.m. in the St. Anthony's Padua Center and the race beginning at 9. For generations, veterans have supported freedom in this country, and we can all do our part to help support them in return. Melissa Kay reports.
When you're donating to a veteran or military charity, be sure your donations are going to one that's trustworthy. There are over 45,000 nonprofits serving veteran and military families. It's easy to confuse similar-sounding names. Research what a charity does to understand their specific programs. Be careful with phone appeals and watch out for excessive pressure. Ask how donated items will be used and how it will benefit veterans. When in doubt, look them up on Wisconsin's Better Business Bureau website, give.org. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com and civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
The Packers missing some players. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers host the 49ers at Lambeau Field, but head coach Matt LaFleur says they'll likely be without two of their best defensive starters. Cornerback Jaire Alexander has a torn PCL, suffered 3 weeks ago in Jacksonville. Then at Wednesday's practice, rookie linebacker Edgerrin Cooper pulled a hamstring.
Did not practice with Jaire and Edgerrin Cooper.
Any concern about Sunday for him?
Yes.
Kickoff at 3:25. College football, Wisconsin heads to Nebraska to play the Cornhuskers at Memorial Stadium. Game time tomorrow, 2:30. Nebraska, 1.5-point favorites. NBA, it's the Bucks and the Pacers tonight in Milwaukee.
Okay, we have an incredible team coming in. Indiana beat us, I think, 4 or 5 times last year. No. Way more. Seven, eight times. We got to play defense. We got to move the ball. They want to play fast. We got to sprint back. We got to take guys serious. But we're trending towards the right direction right now, so I'm happy.
That's Giannis Antetokounmpo with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. So how do you stop getting offered annoying roles in rom-coms that pay you $15 million? If you're Matthew McConaughey, you make a stand and say no thank you and move your family to a ranch in Texas. On the Good Trouble podcast, McConaughey said he had to leave Hollywood because of rom-com roles. The Dazed and Confused star said it was a scary move, and at one point he thought he might have to get another job, like teach at a high school, until he found out they make nowhere near $15 million. Having summers off only goes so far. If your favorite Ghostbuster was Ray Stantz, this might bring you down. Dan Aykroyd Aykroyd says he has no interest in playing the role again. The Saturday Night Live alum and original cast member has played the character over the course of 40 years and says the franchise is in good hands with actors like Paul Rudd and Carrie Coon moving forward. Glicked's weekend is here, and Wicked and Gladiator have high hopes for a box office splash. Wicked is expected to be the box office winner, with Universal Studios hoping for a $100 to $110 million opener. Paramount is hoping Gladiator 2 pulls in about $65 million, which would be a healthy start for a film that cost $250 million to make. Even those healthy estimates would have this twosome fall short of Barbenheimer's opening weekend, which pulled in $235 million a year and a half ago. Actress Rosemarie DeWitt recently appeared on the Drew Barrymore Show and said her husband, Ron Livingston, was so despised for his role as Jack Berger on Sex and the City that he couldn't even walk in New York City without rabid fans yelling and screaming at him. Ironically, when Livingston wanders through an office, he gets constant reminders about his TPS reports. Guy can't catch a break. If the Academy Awards have any meaning at all, they will nominate Denis Villeneuve for Best Director for Dune 2. Those are the words of actor Josh Brolin, who seems serious, adding he might quit acting altogether if his friend is not nominated for Best Director. Yeah, me too. The first Dune received 10 Oscar nominations in 2022, but not for Best Director, which obviously does not sit well with the No Country for Old Men actor. Thespians do tend to be a bit dramatic, but I hope Brolin doesn't quit acting. He's pretty good at it. Those of you who are shower indifferent, love camping in mud, and would like a shot at a serious injury might be interested to know that headliners for 2025's Coachella have been announced. Lady Gaga, Green Day, Post Malone, and Travis Scott will perform, and there will be an appearance by Yo Gabba Gabba. Can't hardly wait to not attend. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be cloudy today with a high near 40 this afternoon. The wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, low to mid-20s. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a high in the upper 30s to near 40. By Sunday, mostly cloudy. Some rain or snow later in the day with a high, again, near 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 36.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.